From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
You know, once the state fair gets underway, it's Christmas, New Year's, right? It's just kind of a domino. It goes, state fair into balloon fiesta, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Happy Valentine's Day. here's the deal. Since we're already in the holidays, unofficially, I'll play Santa today and give away some books. Heads up to our engineer. We're going to try to get the phones ringing. There's different ways you can do it, okay? Here's what we're doing. Levi Lusko's The Last Supper on the Moon, that hardback book, could be yours. Here's what you need to do. You can call during today's show, and that number is 338-5790. 505-338-5790, and our engineer will take down your information, and we'll put it somewhere here where you can come pick it up in the next 2 weeks. But the other way you could win it is simply message KLYT. Go to our Facebook page, message us on Facebook, and we need your name, your phone number, and email. Your name, phone number, and email, so we can get the book to you, okay? You can also email us. Just address correspondence to studio@klyt.fm. studio@klyt.fm. And obviously we'll have your email, but include your name and your phone number and let us know you want a copy of Levi Lusko's book, The Last Supper on the Moon. It's a nice hardback book. Pretty cool. All right. And then we'll reach out to you and let you know how to get your copy while supplies last. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Ray Mondragon joins us in studio with the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. Remember, the third Tuesday of each month, they meet at Faith Church at Moon and Central. And actually, Ray, who is a professor, is going to be speaking this month. So you'll want to go check that out next Tuesday? But the third Tuesday of October, and the third Tuesday of each month. So next Tuesday, Ray's going to be talking at the Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico, but he's on with us tomorrow. Then Thursday, Paul Gessing comes in with the Rio Grande Foundation. So quite a week planned, and today is no exception. The CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, they just recently finished up their Walk for Life, and we've invited Jen and Paula into studio. Do you guys, when someone takes you to lunch, do you sit and like social media on your phone and stuff?
No, I'm actually... No, sir.
I always give them a hard time. We have fun.
Yes, I do.
While I was talking to myself, they were taking care of business.
what I was doing.
But here they are. The Walk for Life.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Woohoo! Well, of course we are. We celebrated our 40th anniversary, so everything this year has been celebrating our 40th, and so that was such a great opportunity for families to get out and stand for life. And I'll let Jen kind of go a little bit on a quick little recap.
Yeah, so we had over 350 walkers this year at Hoffman Town, and just such an awesome array of yellow CareNet shirts walking around Academy in Wyoming. We had signs and just generated such a buzz that our staff is willing to do another walk next year, encompassing all of the centers in one area, because it was just so much fun.
And it wasn't just walking. You had all kinds of booths set up.
Yeah, we had other nonprofits, organizations. We had face painting. We had food trucks.
I think our friends from KFLQ were over there.
They sure
Elisa
were.
Was there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to purpose to do that next year and get more people. You're at 350 this year?
Yep.
All right. Let's do more.
We can
We can double it.
Double it for sure.
Nice. Nice. But it is a fundraiser.
It absolutely is. I mean,
people
yes.
get sponsorships, and for every step they take, they get a, you know, like $10 a step.
If they want to do that.
If they want to do that, that is dependent on them. But that's a great goal. I love that.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Yes. And it is CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, by the way, is a nonprofit. And you can go to their website. It's one of the ways you can sponsor them. Find the donate page or the donate button there at carenetabq.com. And you guys have been busy. You don't have any paint on you. No, I don't see any drywall remnants or, but you've been busy moving the Northeast Heights Center to a new location. And yesterday it was officially open.
Yes.
All right. Now, where's the new location?
The new location is located on 3701 Paseo del Norte. It's right on the frontage road, right next to General Mills on the north side of Paseo. You will be able to see our big sign. We are acquired 5,000 square feet of the center, which means we now have more opportunity to serve more women and men in our community.
Okay, now in this day and age, obviously, you know, CareNet Pregnancy Center, Northeast or whatever on your phone, and Google will get you there. But practically speaking, if you're going west on Paseo del Norte,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you exit at Jefferson?
Yes.
Okay, and then you continue west on the frontage road to, what did you say,
3701 Paseo del Norte.
Okay. All right. Yes. And it's not just the admin offices. You've got a full center there.
Yes.
And what for those not familiar, what does that encompass inside each of the centers?
So the center has, we are able to do pregnancy tests and ultrasounds and STI testing, among other services that we provide, which is our Earn While You Learn program, which means she can take some parenting classes among many other classes.
At the center.
At the center.
Yeah.
Yes. We also have a fatherhood program for dad, and we have a baby boutique located there as well.
Now, the baby boutique, is that something you go out and purchase stuff, or is it a mix of that and donations of gently used items?
So as we are 100% funded by donors, which means that people donate their gently used, brand new baby items up to 3 years of age, 3T, and we allow moms and dads to go into the baby boutique. While they're taking the classes, they earn the ability to be able to shop in the baby boutique and earn diapers and wipes.
Okay. So actually, if someone wanted to, say, to a big box store or to a baby apparel place, get a nice hefty gift card.
Yes.
They could drop that off as well.
That is true. So our administration office is literally right next to the center, which means that they can go to the center and they'll direct them over to the appropriate office. But we're in one location, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Now, did you get more space here?
We did. We acquired 10,000 square feet. 5,000 square feet is the center, and 5,000 square feet is the administration office.
All right. So you're just a jump, hop, and a skip away.
Yes. Right. And so we actually will be announcing a grand opening open house coming up in November. But before we get there, I'm sure we have other stuff to announce.
Okay. And will the open house be on the website?
We will put it on the website, definitely. Okay. It's coming up in November, so be on the lookout. And if you want to get information about CareNet on a monthly basis, you can go on our website and sign up for our newsletter.
All right. And again, the website is carenetabq.com. And we mentioned, of course, the new center. And that makes how many now? How many centers?
We still have 6 centers.
Okay.
And 5 that are brick and mortar and 1 that is a medical mobile unit.
Okay. Let me see if I get it. Rio Rancho.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Albuquerque.
Yes.
East Mountain.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Is it Moriarty or Edgewood?
Edgewood.
Okay. Los Lunas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The mobile.
Yes.
I'm forgetting
South
one.
Valley.
South Valley. Where's the one in the South Valley?
Isleta and Blake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Easy to find.
Yes.
Isleta, the Kingsway. That's a historic.
Ah.
It was Camino Real.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little did you know.
Little did we know.
You're right on. And actually, old Route 66.
Oh.
There you
as
go.
Well?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Before they, you know, before the politicians decided it shouldn't go through Santa Fe. And they moved. Anyway.
Okay.
CareNetABQ.com. You'll find all the locations on the website. And we're going to take a quick break and kind of gather our thoughts and come back and let you know about opportunities at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and an event coming up you'll just have a lot of fun at. We talked about it last year.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah, it's going to be a laugh for life. We'll get to the details coming up as we continue our conversation with Paula and Jen. From the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We'll get to it after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're going to continue to leave the phone lines open throughout the hour at 505-338-5790. Whether you have a question for our guest or you want to pick up that book from Levi Lusco, The Last Supper on the Moon, hardback cover, you can get that. Just call us at 505-338-5790. The other way to pick it up is message us on Facebook and let us know you want it. But we need your email, your phone number, and your name. You can do that on Messenger or email us studio@klyt.fm. Hey, listen, our friends over at Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, they're having a fall fiesta barn dance. It's a free event. It's happening at the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. It's north of Chavez Road on Rio Grande Boulevard. It's happening this Saturday at 3 p.m. And it's designed for families impacted by disability, but it is open to the entire community. If you want to find out more about Johnny and Friends, perfect way to do that. Go on out, enjoy the fun game booths. They'll have food and music. And the details you'll find on the website. Listen, Johnny is spelled J-O-N-I. It's johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And find out more about the Fall Fiesta Barn Dance at the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn on Rio Grande Boulevard this Saturday, October 14th at 3 p.m. Continuing our conversation with Paula and Jennifer. They're both here from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And again, congratulations on 40 years serving this community.
Incredible.
And on the new Northeast Heights Center located at 3701 Paseo del Norte.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you're coming west on Paseo, exit at Jefferson, take the frontage road over to 3701. What if you're going, east, you exit at 2nd? Can you take the frontage road there or... I think
if you're going east, you would just take the exit off Jefferson as well.
Okay.
And then just loop around.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. There, see? I'm glad you're here, Jennifer.
Hey, I got you, Steve.
Okay. So we teased going into the break. Last year's Laugh for Life, I didn't make it. It had to be a lot of fun, though.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity for you to bring out your family enjoy laughter, as we know laughter is good for us. And in the midst of, you know, the things that we see in our state with abortion, this is a great opportunity to just be able to enjoy. Yep. And fellowship.
So it's going to be on October 27th. Mm-hmm. It's at Legacy Church, the Wyoming, the Northeast Heights Legacy Church, Wyoming, just north of Montgomery. Comedian Sean Reynolds. Can we find Sean on YouTube?
You sure can. You can find him on YouTube. He has his own website. He's on social media, Instagram and Facebook. And he opens up for some amazing comedians, Tim Hawkins, just to name one. So,
yeah. It's going to be much more than just going out to see a comedian. It's really a full evening. What's the evening kind of look like? What's the agenda?
Absolutely. So the reason we have Laugh for Life, it is a fundraiser to benefit our medical mobile unit. And our medical mobile unit is a center in itself. And so Laugh for Life is such a what it's I'm biased. It's my favorite fundraising event of the entire year because it, for one, is a family event. It's indoors, which, you know, you've got to love to be indoors. But the comedians are always so fantastic and put on such a good show. And this particular comedian, he is, he's adopted children. And so he knows the ins and outs of being a pro-life advocate, which is amazing. So we're really excited for him. But yes, it is to benefit our medical mobile unit.
What do we have at the Laugh for Life? What are we, what kind of prizes do we have?
Oh man, should I tell them? All right, I'm just going to tell you guys. We have some of the most amazing prizes this year. If you're looking for a getaway and you want to go to a night at the Four Seasons and in Santa Fe and have dinner and go to their spa, that's one of the prizes. We also have a beautiful Airbnb two-night stay in Corrales. That's another wonderful prize. And then because we are focused on all things Balloon Fiesta, we actually have Balloon Fiesta ride tickets. So hot air balloon ride tickets.
Okay.
Certificates.
Now, that, this being October 27th, obviously, this would be for next... Well, it would be for... is it for Rainbow Riders any time of the year?
It is Rainbow Riders.
Okay,
so
okay.
Any time of the year, they get to take advantage if they win that prize. So that's just three prizes. All of our prizes this year are valued at $500 and above. So there will not be, if you're familiar with our Laugh for Life, there's not going to be a ton of large gift baskets per se. You will have the opportunity to purchase raffle tickets at a great price. And all the proceeds go to benefit our medical mobile unit. And then in turn, hopefully you'll be a winner for one of these prizes.
Hey, guys, they're giving away a Yeti cooler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I 10 people just decided they're going.
I know. And that the Yeti cooler is going to have some great stuff in it.
It's how much are the tickets, the raffle tickets, Jen?
You guys, the raffle tickets are only $10. $10. And if you won, let's say, for instance, the Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
Those are like $500.
I know.
And that's not it. It's going to have great stuff in it. If you wanted to put all your tickets in for the night at the Four Seasons, let's say you bought $100 worth of tickets, that package is valued over $2,200.
It's elk season Yeti cooler.
Hello?
People.
Yes. So. Yes.
There you go. Okay, now tell me about the car club.
Yeah, so we have, and they were so amazing. We had them at our Walk for Life as well. It's our it's the Pajarito Thunderbird Car Club.
Uh-huh.
And they are a bunch of awesome local Thunderbird owners. Yeah, they bring out their vehicles. And so we will have them at our Laugh for Life. They were such a hit at our Walk for Life that we invited them back for our Laugh for Life.
Okay, here, I'm gonna a little trivial knowledge on Thunderbirds. Can I go there?
Please,
sure.
Okay, and I think it was a 55, I think it was the first year. Uh-huh. If you're out there looking at the T-Birds at the event, if there's a 55, don't open the hood. Ask the owner to touch it and open the hood. But under the hood, if you see kind of near the front of the hood, near the grill, ball peen hammer marks. What happened was when they were building the first, you know, off the line, they didn't leave enough room for the radiator to go under the hood. So they closed the hood. It wouldn't close. And they took ball peen hammers to only so many hoods.
Oh my gosh.
And whacked them to make the radiator fit. If someone has one, I mean, the hood alone is a collectible.
Wow.
So there you go. Now
there
you know.
Hey, you know,
I know a little bit about everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not.
The medical mobile unit is out three times a week. And right now, they're actually in Los Alamos. So
this benefits the medical mobile unit.
Yes, it's fully, it funds the medical mobile unit. And so the medical mobile unit, it does pregnancy tests and ultrasounds STI testing on site. And so they are out 3 times a week. They're very busy. They get booked because the community already knows that they're out.
Yeah.
And we also help pregnancy centers on the outskirts of Albuquerque. If they need our services, we are able to go out and help.
To partner with other pregnancy centers.
That is right.
Okay. And so the medical mobile unit, in addition to being, I mean, a full center.
Yes.
Right. Everything, I'm guessing they don't have the classes.
They do not have the classes. They do not.
For all the medical stuff.
Yes, they do the medical stuff. Yes,
services. What I was going to ask is, I'm assuming they're pretty strategic.
Yes,
about where they
we
land.
We must be. Yes. Yeah. So we park outside abortion facilities several times a month, and so we see women that are going into these facilities, and they come and talk to us and give us an opportunity to be able to do a pregnancy test and ultrasound. There's been several lives saved from the ability to be able to park there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and part of that, and we, you know, mention it almost every time you guys are on, because I am so impressed with how effective the ultrasound is. And, you know, listen, if you know someone who's considering an abortion, someone who's in a pregnancy, they're thinking about ending, pray that you can get them to do an ultrasound. Go to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, whether it's the mobile medical unit or one of the other centers around the metro area. Over 80%, correct me if I'm wrong, over 80% of the ladies that get an ultrasound who were thinking about getting an abortion change their mind and do not get an abortion.
Yes.
Yep.
That is so huge.
Yes. God is so faithful. We acquired a new ultrasound machine. And we are so excited to be able to utilize it. And God continues to blow our minds how he is providing for CareNet. And again, one of the things is we cannot do it without the supporters of our community, because everything we do is, like I said, 100% funded by donors. And so everything, the services that we offer, the ability to be able to mentor men, the ability to give her opportunity to go into the baby boutique, this is all possible because of our donors. So if you have it in your heart to take a look at our, you know, go on our website and see what we have. And if God puts it in your heart to partner with the mission and vision of CareNet, it's one of the most rewarding things for me personally that I have been able to do.
You know, and what do you, is it earn while you learn? Is that what you,
yes.
I want to go back to that because, you know, after the overturn of Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. some of the criticism towards the pro-life community was, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, you're all for people keeping and having their babies and not aborting their babies, mm-hmm. but you need to step up and care for them. Well, that's exactly yes. what's happening.
100%.
Yeah, at the Earn While You Learn, where there's clothes, there's diapers, there's wipes.
Right.
And your support goes towards exactly that,
yes.
supporting life, not only to save a life from avoiding an abortion, but after those babies are born, supporting the moms and dads that made the right decision, mm-hmm. Making some of those yeah. resources more available to
we
them.
We want to walk that journey with her and him up until baby's 3 years of age.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, okay, great, you're pregnant. No, we want her to equip her and him on how to be parents. And, you know, one of the beautiful parts of Karen among the many is we share the gospel with the men and women. We are 100% permission based. If they allow us to be able to share the gospel with them, by all means, we have seen people say yes to Jesus. That is the most beautiful thing. and to be able to witness.
And it's not just being clients. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not the same for everyone, but there's stories, I'm sure, where you have lifelong relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
With some of these young people.
Yes, there's stories upon stories. Women that want us to be part of their life, their journey, inviting us to baby showers, inviting us to be part of their family. So it's not just an appointment, yeah. You know, that we help her. It's a journey that we get to be part of. Her life
now
and his life.
You're prepared to invite someone listening right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To join in that journey by being added to the staff at the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Yes.
Looking for anything in particular right
yes,
now?
Yes, we are. We're looking for a nurse manager. We have a position, nurse manager. We're looking for a center director in the South Valley. We're looking for registered nurses as well.
Okay. And the best way to do that is go to the website?
Yep. Go to the website where it says partner with us. Our job descriptions are on there. And they can always email me and I will get in touch with them.
All right. So you go to carenetabq.com, click on the partner with us. And on that site, actually, you'll see the donate button, places where you can volunteer and find out about employment. And events like Laugh for Life, which we mentioned for October 27th, and we'll be mentioning that here. So keep tuned, and we'll remind you about that event on Friday, October 27th at Legacy Church in the Northeast Heights with comedian Sean Reynolds and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a great evening. Raffle items that will, and the money for that Laugh for Life again goes towards the medical mobile unit, a center in itself.
Yes.
The only one in our state.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but a little bonus. Is there anything that we left out we need to make sure to mention? Or did we do it?
We did it.
All right.
We covered a lot in 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. We've been visiting with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And we'll have to get you back in.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you. All right. Stay with us. We've every month been featuring a local Christian school, letting you know that there is an alternative to what you may be doing now. We'll catch up with Eastern Hills Christian Academy when we get back from the break on ABQ Connect.